T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Alrighty, AMA, what we do every Wednesday at this time, you ask, we answer. But first, chance for you to win $1,000. That's right, because we always start the 12 o'clock hour this month with you having a chance to win $1,000. This hour's code word giving you that chance to win $1,000 is drums. Text drums, D-R-U-M-S, to 72881 now for your chance to win. One randomly selected nationwide entrant's going to win $1,000. Message and data rates may apply. For rules or to enter online, visit entercomcontest.com. And I would say spread the word. Let people know tomorrow, Friday, next week, the week after that, the week after that, the week after that, chances to win $1,000. Spread the word. 11 a.m. and noon. The key times for you to listen. 11 a.m. and noon. Chances to win $1,000. All right, James Seltzer, AMA. What are people asking today?
All right, we talk a lot about Mount Rushmore on this show. Tom from Abington had a question about the actual real Mount Rushmore. If you can add one more face to Mount Rushmore, who would it be and why?
It's a layup. It should have happened 50 years ago, and it's FDR. Absolutely, 100% should be up on Mount Rushmore. Great Depression and World War II. To me, it's a slam dunk. Now, if they don't get FDR up there quickly, obviously in the next 30, 40 years, people could be clamoring for the hammer. That's a whole nother matter. But for now, FDR, for sure. It's actually not even close. It should for sure be FDR.
Yeah.
I agree with you, yeah.
And there is one more spot. They designed it for 5 spots, 4 up there and 1 for the future, and they just never finished it up.
Yeah. I think it should happen. I mean, there are other choices, I guess, would be Eisenhower, Reagan. Like, everyone loves Ronald Reagan.
People
by
love
the
Ronald
way.
Reagan.
Everyone, Democrats, Republicans, everyone loves Ronald Reagan. But, I mean, in terms of just accomplishments and what
one,
he's provided
yeah,
our country, it's not even close.
I will say there's one other guy that gets really dramatically shortchanged historically, and it's John Adams. And David McCullough did a great job highlighting how significant Adams' contributions were. But because he was in between, as presidents, Washington and Jefferson, he kind of got washed away. But Adams was a heavyweight.
All right. Good question from Tyler Tulowitzki. I am Tulo on Twitter, yes. Guys, what is your favorite? Or he says, Joe, what is your favorite feature about John and vice versa?
Feature?
Feature. It
feature.
Says. So I think it could be a personality feature. It could be a physical feature. I think whatever you guys want to interpret it as.
I guess a brain this feature. I like when John has long pauses because it gives me more time to talk. So, yes, I like John.
Of course he makes his favorite feature about you about him. Of course.
I know. Yeah. I know.
So, John, what's
how do we get these questions where we have to compliment?
John, here I am. I'm going to stand up, get a chance to look at the body. Which feature do you like the most?
Obviously, not physical ones.
Your tiny feet, because it brings so much joy for all of us.
Really, it's not a physical feature.
I don't think it's meant to
Joe's
be
a good guy.
I think it's
a good person.
Thank
he
you.
Treats people with respect.
Thank he does,
and I appreciate that. And I wish more people did the same.
Thank you very much. Very kind.
It's a really good answer.
John is also a very nice guy. And he's got good opinions.
Sounded very pandering there at the end. All right. The unidentified, at TreeBender1371 asks, what were your favorite books growing up? Or just a favorite book?
If you're going into the childhood collection growing up, I mean, for sure, The Giving Tree. Good Night Moon was a great one and was captured in The Wire in an interesting scene.
What about more is like a little bit older?
A little bit older. A little bit older.
Growing up.
Charlotte's Web, To Kill a Mockingbird. Backboard Fever. I've told you about that before. The Chip Hilton series by Claire B.
Yes, you have.
Ralph S. Mouse. Big fan of that. Stuff like that. Ultimately, as like a teenager, I loved The Lords of Discipline. And as an early teenager.
What is that?
It's tremendous. Lords of Discipline is tremendous.
It's not.
And a separate piece might be the greatest adolescent book of all time. A Separate Piece is just phenomenal.
I've never heard of these books. Yeah. I liked Shel Silverstein a lot. Where the Sidewalk Ends was huge for me as a kid. And then Lord of the Flies. I thought Lord of the Flies was the coolest thing I'd ever read.
It's a good one.
And Catcher in the Rye.
Yeah, it's another good one.
Yeah, I love Catcher in the Rye.
I read Catcher in the Rye. I was like, why isn't every book like this? So, yeah.
I think that's a good one. All right.
I like how John looks at Howie Roseman and says, why aren't you as good as Bill Belichick? Because Catchers in the Rye and Bill Belichick's and Michael Jordan's and Judd Cameras don't come along all that often. Let's go.
Oh,
I'm joking.
That was a stretch.
I should not have included Belichick in that.
Good save.
All right.
Joe.
What?
This is from Aaron in Pensauken. I've been seriously dying to know how in the world did Joe DeCamera get his nickname, the Hammer?
Really just from asking questions in press conferences that were considered tough probing questions. And I think in particular the exchange, James, you might remember that I had first with Jeffrey Lurie and then with Andy Reid prior to Andy's final season, where I really kind of got into, like, Andy, why are you like this in press conferences? And Jeffrey Lurie, why do you permit your head coach to be like this in press conferences? It's been going on a long time. Like, why do you allow it? And like we all get, you know, he's not trying to sell out the team, but at the same time, it's like, you know, kind of ridiculous. And so the perception was out there that I asked tough probing questions.
What did he say? You asked Andy Reid, why do you act like this?
I asked Andy Reid, have you changed, which he did. James, you'll remember this.
I do remember. I remember when it all happened. I remember
it
when
was
the
a
hammer
big thing.
Was pissed. It was, yeah.
I mean, I'm honestly not trying to pat myself on the back.
That is where
it became a thing.
That is where it came from.
Yeah.
There was a certain website that gave you the nickname, the Hammer, for that specific reason.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
So he did not, contrary to popular belief, give himself the nickname the Hammer.
That is correct.
Now, Commander, Sire, all those other
Butcher.
Ones.
All the other ones.
Well, you're saying I gave myself?
Self-appointed.
Mr. MVP? Mr. Twitter? All right, go ahead.
All right.
Mr. America.
IceTray54 on Twitter asks, what's your favorite concert you've ever attended?
Sean, what do you got?
You haven't attended a concert.
No, I have.
Not
of course
many,
I have. Not
least.
A ton. Maybe about 7 to 10. Probably either The Who or Page and Plant.
Right.
I saw The Who
what?
And I saw Page and Plant.
Oh, Page
so
and Plant.
Probably one of those two would be my guess. Stones were great also.
I've been to like 400 concerts. Yeah. It would be very hard to choose the one.
For me, I mean,
Cream and Prince stand out to me as two of the best.
Wow, those are great. Mm-hmm. I've just been to a lot of Metallica and Green Day concerts, and so those just overwhelm all the other choices for me.
Well, plus, you get up on stage.
That's cool. A whole different experience.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty
special.
It's
hard to compare that to any other experience.
Yeah.
All right. AJ DeMarco wants to know, Joe, can you grow a beard?
Yes, but it's a not good one, so I don't do it.
What do you mean it's a not good
comes
one?
Comes in red.
Give us
that
a red beard.
Cool.
Yeah,
no.
I love red beards.
I'm not looking. I don't want to look like Carson Wentz. Comes
so
in
wait,
red.
It,
wow.
Do you have a
shots
red mustache?
I'm going to take some shots at Wentz.
Anyone with the red beard. I don't want the red beard, especially because I don't have red hair.
Do you have a red mustache?
What are we getting at here?
I've been begging for some sort of mustache bet for a long time.
You're well aware
a
I use
a red mustache.
I use the lawnmower. Do I have a red mustache? No. Well, I don't know. I don't really remember. I mean,
I don't think your beard is red.
Trust me, we saw you
when you were supposed to grow a mustache and you came in with a goatee. It wasn't red.
Trust me. Give it a little bit of time. That's the weird thing. It turns red. That's what I'm telling you. It turns red. All right. And with that.
I don't buy this.
Well, I'm being honest with you. And that's.
I think you need to grow one to show us the truth.
No. And that's AMA for a Wednesday afternoon. All righty, to the phones we go. Let's talk to Mike in Glenside. Good afternoon, Mike.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, John. John, first, I want to, listen, I got to give you, I tore you up last year, and but I got to give you credit when I agree with you, you know? And first of all, I want to make amends. I might have been a little rough. I apologize, John, but I want to say that I agree with you in the point that the Eagles, this is where they want to be. This is the kind of team they are. They thrive on adversity.
Yeah.
And I'm not, you know, John, don't you agree? Listen, just because the teams on the, they're going to play the teams on the teams on the schedule to make the playoffs. So I expect them to win every game. There's only one team that I'm really scared about. We all know that is any team that has, well, a couple of them, any team that has a quarterback that can throw is going to give us trouble, right?
Yeah.
They're coming up, though, also, Mike. I mean, you're going to see a bunch of those teams coming up.
Yeah, but the thing that's going to happen is we're going to have to outscore them and hope the defense gets a couple stops, right? Mm-hmm. We did that with Green Bay, right?
Right. Yeah, we're going to have to rely on taking the ball away, too. I mean, that's an area that will determine these next six. We win that turnover battle because I believe that Carson will be conservative with the ball. Like, I believe he's getting better at the decisions, at doing the right thing, at not taking some of the risks that he might have earlier in his career. So that's a real positive for the next six games. We just have to take the ball away defensively and hope that we get the push up front from our D-line that allows our secondary to not have to hold up as long in coverage.
Exactly. What I said was when the Eagles won the Super Bowl, I said the way they're going to get back is the one thing they have to fix is the defensive push, because when they play these quarterbacks, the elite quarterbacks, you have to sack them. You just can't pressure them. You have to sack them, you know? And that's one area I think we're weak at, don't you?
Well, yeah, they've had issues.
Absolutely.
But, Mike, remember this, and it was pointed out by Jim Schwartz yesterday. It's a good point. The interception Ronnie McLeod had was a play that Fletcher Cox largely made with great pressure. It wasn't a sack. Turned into an interception. And as Schwartz said in his press conference yesterday, he'd rather have the ball with an interception than the sack. And he's right. So, okay. I mean, you know, there's different ways to do it. But
I'd rather have Luke Falk every week at quarterback as well.
Well, that's so. Exactly. Yeah. All right, Mike, give me the best family you can think of.
All right, here's one I think is good. The Addams Family.
Already been said. Give me another.
The Munsters.
Ooh, yeah. The Munsters.
There I like the Munsters better.
The Munsters. And wasn't that the guy that was the judge in
My Cousin Vinny.
Yeah, yeah. That guy. Absolutely. All right, 888.
Fred Gwynn, I think his name is.
He was also
I'm almost positive.
Children's book author.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you say he was almost a children's
book author? He was also.
Also.
I was going to say, how are you almost a children's book author? Okay. Yeah. All right, good deal. Okay, coming up, something I noticed today on the internet. It's just a little annoying. It's not the biggest thing in the world, but I want to see what John and James think. We'll hit that. Rock the phone calls as well. Ray Diddy at 12:45. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie on WIP. Hey, you've probably already heard me say many times that FanDuel Sportsbook is offering a $500 risk-free bet to new users. But while that risk-free bet is an amazing deal, it's also just the beginning, because FanDuel Sportsbook has tons of other awesome promos happening all the time. Plus, their new cash-out feature makes it easy to take your winnings early. Tons of sports to choose from and games to look at, including two Game 5s, winner-take-all, today in baseball. Of course, another one of them tomorrow, Saturday. Big old slate of games, college football, pro football on Sunday, Philadelphia at Minnesota. Get in on the game or games that works for you. It can be over-unders, can be who wins, can be point spread. You can do prop bets. It's all there for you, including the $500 risk-free bet with your first bet using promo code Joe with FanDuel Sportsbook. Signing up is simple. It's easy to add money to your account or withdraw your winnings whenever you want. Remember, you can now bet from Pennsylvania in addition to New Jersey, like last year, so New Jersey or PA. Make sure you sign up using promo code Joe. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app now or visit FanDuel.com/sportsbook to claim your risk-free $500 first bet with promo code Joe at FanDuel Sportsbook.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.